I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Catholic organizations are monitoring their levels of donations and gifts with caution, hoping that the clergy sex abuse scandal will not affect their fundraising negatively. Although the end-of-the-year giving season has just started and it is too early to see if the scandal has had an effect on donations, many groups are assuring donors that the money they give is going to important ministries and not towards paying lawyers or abuse victims. Dominican Sister Donna Markham, President and CEO of Catholic Charities USA, has tried to stem any drop-off in giving by writing a letter to all donors expressing her concern and the effect withholding donations will have on children and families living in poverty or close to poverty. A shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California has left 13 people dead, including the shooter. The gunman was identified as 28-year-old Ian David Long, a former Marine machine gunner and decorated veteran of the war in Afghanistan, who reportedly took his own life at the scene. Long used a smoke bomb, a handgun, and an extended magazine in the attack, which took place during college night at Borderline Bar and Grill. There are reports that some of the survivors of this attack are also survivors of the shooting in Las Vegas at the Route 91 Music Festival last year. The shooting in California comes less than 2 weeks after the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh that left 11 people dead, and 9 months after 17 students and teachers were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Brian Kemp declared victory in Georgia's governor's race, saying that Stacey Abrams' campaign will not be able to pick up enough votes for a runoff, and announced that he would be stepping down as Secretary of State. However, Abrams' campaign stated they do not accept Kemp's victory declaration and said they will be fighting to get all outstanding votes counted. They said they need 15,000 votes to have a runoff election, that there are enough uncounted votes that they could reach the necessary number. Pope Francis has recognized the martyrdom of James Miller, a De La Salle Christian brother, clearing the way for his beatification. Miller was born in 1944 in Wisconsin and met and joined the Christian Brothers at the age of 15. He taught Spanish, English, and religion in St. Paul, Minnesota for 3 years. Then he was sent to Nicaragua in 1969, where he taught and helped build schools, but was asked to return to the U.S. in 1979 because of the Nicaraguan Revolution. In January of 1981, he was sent to Guatemala and taught secondary school. While making repairs to the school building in February of 1982, he was shot a number of times by three hooded men and died. There were never any arrests for the murder. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.